Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
I want to talk to you about a topic that I'm sure is giving you a lot of headaches, has probably ended many relationships because of this dilemma. And we want to know your take on this. How much time needs to go by in a relationship before you should give your significant other the password on your cell phone? Or is it never? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. This has been inspired by a Friday's hookup hotline, which is like speed dating, but live on the radio. We had Natalie and Carl meet each other, and they broke up over this whole situation, and they weren't even dating yet.
It was like a second question.
It was crazy. Check this out. This is what happened in case you missed it on Friday.
How many dates do we have to go on before I can get the password to your cell phone?
Whoa.
Wow. I'm a very private person, so that would take a while. Like, we'd have to establish some serious
trust. It's a while.
First.
Do you have a lot of secrets?
No.
I don't understand. What are you hiding on your iPhone or Android?
What if it's a Windows?
I'm not. So it seems like you're really mindful. So is that mindful good or is that mindful crazy?
Basically, are you crazy?
Damn.
I'm not crazy. I am mindful. I'm not really feeling him.
Okay.
I think he's got too many secrets, maybe too many girls. What porn are you looking at on your phone?
Well, I felt like he's sincere saying that he's just a private person. I kind of respect that a little bit. I mean, once you're in a relationship, I think that's a different conversation.
I agree. Natalie's hiding porn.
I do not want to hook up with Mr. Private.
All right, hold on. Oh, we're going to talk to Mr. Private now. Hold on, right? That sounds weird. Carl.
Man, she went into it really fast. Like, it seems like she's more interested in diving into my cell phone and my personal business than she is getting to know me.
Yeah.
I mean, do I really need to get into my porn habits before you ask me, like, what I like to do?
All right, Carl, hook up or hang up, bro?
I'm hanging up.
So there it is, man. Knew each other for literally 3 seconds and broke up.
I mean, that was a bit much.
Because
that
the was password, a lot. Your reaction on the text was unreal. So many people telling Carl, run the other way.
Get out.
Natalie's crazy, so on and so forth. And I was like, yo, man, this struck a chord in people.
Mm-hmm.
For me, man, when do you give your significant other the password? I married a Latina, so it was as soon as she asked.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But on a serious note, you know what? My wife never asked me for it. I never asked for hers. We have each other's, but it kind of just happened. Like, in the sense, like, hey, we're going to call somebody or let me use your phone or whatever. She's like, oh, my password is this. We never really asked each other.
It's like a non-issue.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's not like we look through our cell phones, but she could. And it's so much, my whole thing is like, if somebody asked for it, I would be like totally okay giving it up, the password, because it's not so much of like, oh, you don't trust me. It's more of like, I don't have anything to hide.
Yeah, exactly.
So to avoid any type of dilemma, right. Here you go. Just have it. I don't care.
Yeah. And I think I was going to say, I think time frame wise, it's like 6 months to a year when you're in a relationship is usually when you know if it's serious or not.
Yeah,
and I think that's when, yeah, if it comes up in natural conversation, this is my password, this is your password. Why would you make it an issue if you're starting on a platform where you want to trust each other and have
honest.
A good relationship?
This whole thing just depends on who's asking. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
If you're a man, you give it up as soon as that's asked for. Because the problem is how you handle that response is going to indicate guilt or not guilt, right?
Red flags.
Exactly. Even if it's like date four, how you handle that is going to indicate a lot of maybe you do have some shady stuff on your phone, you know? So it's like, just avoid the fight altogether. I don't care. My girlfriend has her fingerprint. I don't know if she has the password, the physical number, but the fingerprint. Now, I'd say this. There's two things. One, a lot of guys are shady. Passwords to social media is different than the passwords to the phone. So I think that's a second level conversation, but it's still the same outcome where if you want to get in trouble, say no. Just I dare you to say no. Every guy who's ever handled that question wrong.
Yeah.
But the other thing too is for safety, man. Like, I've had friends who've been in car accidents and someone was unconscious, and that if you don't have the password to a phone, you can't, like, calling 911 is so much more difficult if you're trying to do it or just try to get into a phone in an emergency situation.
Good point.
So the fingerprint thing, I think, for safety, and once your relationship is, like, you're not dipping around or messing around or dating other people, I think it's totally fair. Now, I would say stay out of social media unless you want a problem, because you can troll back for a while and read things that were going on.
Does your girlfriend have your social media passwords, Brian?
No.
She's not asked for them.
No.
Until she hears this break.
No. We decided no because you can't. That's a level of. I mean, you could go whack in my life like 5 years. Right. That's just going to be a problem. My ex-wife did that, and that's why I said social media is off the
Got
table.
It.
Yeah.
You can have my phone. You can have my text messages.
Yeah.
Social media off the table. My ex went all the way back like 8 years on Facebook and was like, you were talking to these girls? Yeah. In like 2009. Beat
I get it. All right. So my whole thing is like, as soon as you're exclusive, that to me is like, yeah, you can look at whatever you want. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text with your answer, familia, straight up. How much time needs to go by in a relationship before you should give your significant other your cell phone password? Jenna has all, we use the same password for social media and email.
You guys are cute.
It's just, I forget it all the time and I need to call and ask.
Out of trouble, too.
That's the truth.
I forget it.
Yeah.
Now, Cardi B just went off on this topic this weekend because people are accusing Offset, her husband, her baby daddy, of cheating again.
Uh-oh.
And this is what she had to say about passwords.
Y'all got no proof. Mind you, I'm the one that lived with this and I'm the one that got this password. Yes, I do got password to all his three phones. You know what I'm saying? Because
all three of his phones, she's got the password, but the fourth one, we don't know. We don't know.
That burner phone, though.
So look, by that time, you're married, you have a baby. You better give up your password.
Oh,
and you've cheated in the past?
Oh. Let's not get it twisted. If you've been busted for being shady, you have no such thing as a password when it comes to your relationship. You got a joint Facebook account.
Yeah, she wouldn't be doing her due diligence if she didn't have his password. That's right. You know?
I have a feeling Offset has one of those phones that kids get that you can only call five people.
That's right. Big ones, adults. Everything's just auto-dialed.
For like little kids, you know what I'm saying?
Bat phone.
Everything's mirrored on her phone, you know? Uh-huh. Everything you do, everything you text. Coming up next, we're going with your phone lines and texts. People are fired up. You guys are fired up about this. How much time needs to go by in a relationship before you give up your password? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Laylee from Woodland Hills, good morning.
Good morning.
Laylee, thank you for hanging out with us. So how much time needs to go by for you in a relationship before you give your significant other your password?
So hear me out. Honestly. If you can't give your significant other, male or female, whatever it is, from the jump,
wow.
Like the moment that you guys just wait, hold on, pause, let me finish. The moment that you guys know that you're going to be with that person and you're not going to be with anybody else, you're not going to want to talk to anybody else, You can't give that person your password from the jump, there's already distrust.
Right.
So Personally, I think, like, for example, I'm seriously talking to somebody. I've been single for almost a year. And now we're finally, like, really seriously, just me and him. And I have no problem giving him my password. He has no problem giving me his password. Like,
that's dope.
We do it in front of each other. We answer text messages in front of each other. Like, that, and that in itself is trust already.
So you guys are exclusive, you would say.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool. I think that's a good point right there. You know, like, once you're exclusive, we're like, all right, cool.
Well,
let's do this.
I mean, because one of the things is that you get the cell phone password, you're going to find out if, in fact, you are exclusive. That's the whole thing with that text message.
Yeah, exactly. I know. That's right.
Like, that's why I see the difference between social media is that, man, you can go so far back. And I just think that's a dangerous thing to have access to. You've
like
been drinking,
hole.
You're mad. Yeah, that rabbit hole you go down. Next thing you know, you're seeing, like, when your man was, like, super immature talking to other people on social media 5 years before you met, and you're just, like, you just are, like, annoyed.
Yeah, and things like that, I just think things like that are extremely petty, though. Like, if you have to go all the way back 5 years, then, bro, you're really insecure. Like, 5 years ago, why were you talking to this?
Yeah.
And I was like, girl, I didn't know you at that time. Why are you mad?
I mean, women being petty? Never.
Come on.
Men being petty? They can be petty, too.
And men being insecure? Never.
Right, never. Secretive? Nah.
Asking you who did it better? Never. Lately, I'm glad things are going well with this new dude. Wishing you all the best, and thank you for listening.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Love you. Bye. Rhonda from Lake Balboa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Break it down, Rhonda. You're saying you should never give up your password. Why, girl?
No. Sweetheart, that's for you. When you die alone. You're not going to have her jump. You're not going to have her jump in the casket with you, too, are you? No, sweetie. You do certain things by yourself. You keep your bank account separate.
I agree with that.
Okay? You keep your business separate.
Agreed.
You know? I love you.
Rhonda, next time I have this conversation with my girlfriend, I'm going to call you up just so you can give her that whole jump in the casket analogy.
Yes,
Rhonda, can we just give out your number to help out guys that are listening right now as a three-way emergency line?
Well, I'm really helping out girls to build their own self-esteem. I mean, you don't need all that. I mean, it's just all about being loved. love you first.
Yeah.
That's all what I tell people. Love you first. If you are 110% cool with you, then you don't need to be hovering over somebody else. For what?
Yeah. That's a great point.
It is a great point to say, like, why, if you feel the need to look at your man's phone, why? Is it something about you?
Right.
Now, granted, that doesn't cover the shady dudes, but just for you, you should have that confidence.
Exactly. You. It's all about you.
Rhonda, for president. 2020, baby.
Yes.
Yes. Woo, woo.
That's going to be your slogan.
Woo, woo, woo. Says it all. It's all you need to hear.
Rhonda, we love you, girl. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
No problem.
Oh, she is amazing right there. Brian, what are our techs saying?
Man, it's so crazy how split this is, and it's all a matter of perspective and past and history, I would say. From the 404, Atlanta, never. You're allowed to have your privacy. A relationship is built from trust, and if you need your significant other's password to feel fulfilled, there's something wrong with you and your relationship. Go see a therapist together. Or see one for you. From the 909, I've been in a relationship for 8 years. Just last week, I got his password to his phone without him knowing.
Wow.
Looked in his phone, caught him doing some shady stuff, and he's very mad at me. We haven't talked in a week because how dare I go through his phone?
How dare you catch me cheating on
him? How dare you when I'm not paying attention? Don't play me for a fool. If you're going to act like a single man on your phone, you're going to end up being one. And that's true, man. I think it's very telling based on how people respond to that situation. If you say, hey, I want your password to your phone, just for peace of mind, not even to look through it, just in case, like some safety wise, and you see a deer in the headlights, woof.
Run the other way. Seriously, I'm going to use that now.
At least give him a day to clear.
Not going to ask too soon, though, because that could also be.
No. Give him, for safety reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
Give him 24 hours to clear out all the stuff.
Give him a time frame.
From the 949, you can have my passcode. Just be prepared what you could see.
Oh, man.
And don't go too far back, man. Social media will really keep track of all your shady dealings you've ever had.
I think a lot of it, and just to wrap up, if your significant other is asking you for your password, you got to understand their past and see where they're coming from. You know what I'm saying? If that is truly going to help them get over their past in some shape or form, then you have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
Why not? You know what I'm saying? But you always got to understand people's past.
Right.
Man,
yeah, have an open conversation.
We bring luggage into new relationships, and that's what self-sabotages relationships sometimes.
Look at what you're doing, too. If you're acting in a way that seems secretive, seems shady, even if it's not, then give your password. And if you are acting shady, then that's a tip, man. Stop. You're going to get busted. Shady. She's on to you.
Stop cheating on each other. Bottom line.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.